Right now we're joined by Honda Classic Executive Director Ken Kennerly. Of course, this weekend here in Palm Beach Gardens, 180 junior golfers ages 6 through 18 from all around the country and other parts of the world, Denmark and Colombia and Guatemala. Ken, good morning to you, and thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Russ. Hi, Pat. How are you?
What's up, Ken?
We're doing well, and we don't have to play in this wind, but unfortunately for the kids, they do today. This is going to be a challenge for them.
It sure is. I think what's really exciting today is PGA National was able to make the Champion course available to us. And, you know, as we know from the Honda Classic, when it blows out here, that course is a bear anyway. And as I said, for the last 2 weeks, I can't wait to see these young kids go through the bear trap. It's going to be exciting.
Junior Honda Classic in its second year. Last year, 158 kids. This year, 180. So you've grown considerably. And the thing that I like most about this tournament is that it caters to every skill, every age, first of all, because you have kids from 6 all the way up to 18 years of age. But you also got all different types of skill levels because you've got a two-day 36-hole tournament for the top guns, for the kids, the boys and girls that are ranked nationally and some of the best junior golfers in the country. But you've also got a one-day 18-hole event. You've also got a one-day 9-hole event. So this event caters to the players that are looking to be nationally ranked, but you also are not forgetting about the kids that are maybe just getting into competitive golf or perhaps are in competitive golf just to have fun and not looking at this as possibly something they'll be doing for the next 10, 15, 20 years, that is competing at a high level.
Well, you're absolutely right. As you know, last year was our inaugural year. We did an 18-hole and a 9-hole tournament. Some of the parents came back to me and said, Ken, you know, this would really be neat if we could get into a 36-hole format, because that's the minimum number of rounds, two rounds, minimum number of rounds that you need to get junior ranking points. With my two kids now competing, I've kind of become very aware of what's going on in this junior game. And I don't want to call it recession-proof, but it's unbelievable. But as you said, Russ, very correctly, we didn't want to run away from the developmental side of the game. We wanted to offer the competitive kids an opportunity to get out there. Junior golf scoreboard is here. They're ranking our kids, which is fantastic. But what's also very, very important, the future of this game is in the young people. And if we create an event where they're afraid to play, we're not doing our service to growing the game of golf.
Ken, was the idea behind this sort of like an East Coast version of the Optimist International that they have out in San Diego? What was the thought process behind doing this, in conjunction with the Honda Classic?
Well, really two main objectives here, Pat. First was obviously to try to brand the Honda Classic. As we know, the PGA Tour comes and goes every week. It's a traveling circus. So one of our initiatives from the beginning, as you know, was to really reach out, like the radio station, like the radio show, to create a 52-week platform for us. So we've got people talking about the Honda Classic from September to December for the junior Honda, and, you know, it creates a lot of buzz. And, of course, the second, and maybe more importantly, the second is to, you know, help the kid, give the kids a PGA Tour experience. We're the first event on the PGA Tour that has done this. Ironically, and I'm proud to say, the Players Championship now has a junior as well attached to their tournament.
Nice.
And it's you know, we're giving the kids a PGA Tour experience. Our goodie bag is phenomenal. These kids, as you've probably seen, Russ, yesterday, they're wearing shirts from last year, hats from last year. They'll be wearing the new shirts. You know, it gives us branding across the across South Florida, and we have kids. We have about 50 kids that from out of state.
Absolutely. Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic, broadcasting live today from PGA National Resort and Spa for the second annual Junior Honda Classic. Russ Evans and Pat Rooney Jr. with you, joined in person here by Honda Classic Executive Director Ken Kennerly. Ken, you mentioned the kids from around the world. We've got kids from a lot of South Floridians here. We've also got kids from Pennsylvania and New York and New Jersey and Maryland. But then you look at some of the names. Here's a kid from Solared Strand, Denmark. We've got kids from Guatemala. Got a couple of kids from Guatemala. We got kids from Detroit Lakes, Minnesota. Got kids from Colombia, Bogota, Colombia. So you guys are pulling kids not only from around the country but also from around the world.
Well, I think it shows you. As I said earlier, I don't want to say it's recession proof, but you know, I'm a parent of two. You guys, Russ, I know you're a parent to be soon. Pat, you've got several kids. You know, I think we want to make sure we do everything we can for our children. And when times are tough, I think people are still interested in doing what they can. You know, junior golf in South Florida is phenomenal. We have several tours down here. I've got to thank, you know, U.S. Kids Golf helped us out. Of course, the PGA South Florida section helped us out. Gulf Coast Junior Golf Foundation, the Junior Players Tour. You know, Doral is next week, the big public's event. They have 600 kids going down there for 10 days of golf. I mean, two different age divisions, several age divisions, two different terms. And I think we're capturing a lot of kids that are coming into South Florida. They're like, this is a great spot on the calendar. We're going to be here every year. We're really getting the kids coming down. So junior golf, at least in South Florida, is very, very healthy.
Well, it's not only healthy in South Florida, and obviously South Florida is one of the havens for golf, whether it's junior golf, professional golf, recreational. I mean, South Florida is one of the meccas for golf, not only in the country but around the world. But junior golf is very strong right now. There are 3.4 million junior golfers in this country, in the United States, and 47% of junior golfers, these stats are from the National Golf Foundation and the PGA of America, 47% of junior golfers ages 6 to 18 play more than 8 rounds of golf a year. There's some money in junior golf.
Absolutely there is. And, of course, you know, from our standpoint, this is a loss leader for us. We don't make money on this. We're just trying to break even. We want to keep the price as low as we can for these kids. But it's an enormous business. Obviously, the AJGA is kind of the USGA of golf, if you will, and they've been the leader for many, many years. But as you said, and Pat referenced it earlier, I mean, you know, Torrey Pines has that wonderful amateur tournament. The Optimist was here, as you know, in November. It's phenomenal. It's growing. I think it's the Tiger effect. I honestly do. I know the game of golf is not growing per se, but I think that's more of a reason of people leaving the game rather than a lack of new players.
Ken, Russ mentioned, I think you're up 30 players over last year at this time to 180. Is there going to be a cap on the amount of players you take in this? And then what is the admission process for this right now? Can anybody join or sign up for this? Or is there handicap qualifications? How does somebody sign their kid up for this right now?
Well, right now it's, you know, anyone can fill out an application and send it in. I think as we will grow and we will continue to grow, and we need help from PGA National, of course, to unveil additional courses for us. So I referenced earlier, Doral has 600 kids down there. The Prestige was a great event that the Gold Coast ran here at PGA National over Thanksgiving. Those two tournaments, you have to submit your grade point average and, of course, your record as a junior player. So, you know, Doral turns away a lot of kids. Even though they have over 600, they turn away a lot. So GPA is very important. So I think as we grow, which we will, this tournament is being received very, very well. I think as we grow, you'll start to see us put some requirements in there. I think, you know, academics are very, very important, and we want to make sure these kids are working hard at school before they get out here. School's first.
You're listening to Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic, broadcasting live this morning from PGA National Resort and Spa in Palm Beach Gardens, the second annual Junior Honda Classic tournament going on this weekend. 180 junior golfers from all around the country, from a lot of South Floridians, Pennsylvanians, Maryland, Minnesota, New York, and New Jersey, but also kids from Denmark and Guatemala and Colombia, from all different age groups and all different skill divisions competing in either one-day or two-day events. They've got the 9, 18, and 36-hole tournaments for boys and girls ages 6 to 18. And Honda Classic Executive Director Ken Kennerly has been our guest. Ken, thank you so much for the time. Good luck today on a fabulous final round Sunday here at the Junior. And, of course, we look forward to year number 3 in 2009.
Absolutely. And remember, the bear trap last year was 307 over par for the professionals. Let's see what these boys can do today. Boys and girls, by the way. Boys and girls.
Boy, the bear trap is going to be quite a bear in this kind of wind.
This wind.
It's going to be a fun day out here at the golf course, and we're looking forward to all of it and looking forward to seeing all these kids swinging the golf clubs. Thanks, Ken.
Thanks, guys.